Now joined by Richard Peden, who's the UK Chief Compliance Officer at the Disability Inclusion Group Executive Champion for Zurich. Hello, Richard.
Hello, good afternoon.
So we've just seen the morning of the Disability Confident thematic programme on visual impairment. It's the launch event here at the Zurich building in East London. How have you felt it's gone today? We've heard from quite a few speakers visually impaired and not. How do you feel it has gone?
I think it's been a great, absolutely great morning. I think it's fantastic both to get employers together for me, but then also obviously having the RNIB leading the event is fantastic. I mean, I think for me, we have and we talk about a lot in the workplace about creating an inclusive environment, and getting the input from the RNIB's expertise on that point is critical to us. So it's been a really useful morning.
Why is it, Zurich, as a company of your magnitude, that you are so determined to get inclusion done properly?
I think we recognise, I mean, first and foremost, Zurich, we have a very strong social purpose at the heart of the organisation. And for us, that means that we want to genuinely create an inclusive work environment, because we think that's both great for employees working for Zurich, but also it's good for our customers. So we want to ensure that we have a workplace where we can genuinely attract and retain people who have a range of, whether it be disabilities or different backgrounds, on the one hand. And on the other hand, we want to make sure that we enable those people then to support the design and delivery of our propositions and services to over 4 million of our customers who are all and who have, you know, are all unique and all have different, some of those individuals will be experiencing disabilities. We want to make sure our employees understand and appreciate what challenges that poses.
And have you seen in the, say, last 10 years, a big change in the way that employers are looking at hiring people with disabilities?
I have seen a change, but I think I'd like to see even more of a change. So I think, you know, if I take Zurich as an example, you know, we have been on a journey and remain on a journey to improve the accessibility of our workplace, whether that be through our recruitment processes, whether that be through our buildings access. It's a whole range of things. And I think, like many organisations, you know, we aspire to be truly inclusive. But we're learning all the time, and we want to continue to improve our accessibility. I think other employers are clearly on the same journey, but I think it's for all employers to both get on that journey, one, and then two, learn from each other so that we continue to evolve our workplaces so that they are genuinely inclusive.
And as one of the companies, I would say, at the forefront of doing this, would you, as a company, be happy to help other companies who are looking at you say, right, those guys are doing it properly, how can we do the same thing?
Yeah, I'd be very happy to share the work we're doing. I mean, I think the work that one does on this topic is it's often situation specific. So every company is in a slightly different context and has a different, we have to put in place different mechanisms. But I'd be very happy for Zurich and any of our team to support others, both to learn from us, but also we're keen to learn from others. So I think that would be very much a two-way dialogue.
Do you have, say, a percentage of people you'd like to have employed with disabilities within, say, the next 10 years?
So we set diversity and inclusion targets internally. I mean, the target I use internally within the disability inclusion group that I chair is we look at the declared disability rates in the workforce. And at Zurich, we currently have around about 9% of our employees who are confidentially, through the declaration process, declaring some form of disability. I think if I look at the national averages, your best practice would indicate 12% would be a good level. I mean, I believe that it would be, we're at a probably even higher level than that. So I'd like everybody to feel that they'd be willing to declare. We haven't gone as far as setting a specific target, but what I do challenge the team and both within the disability inclusion group, but also within the business, is to continue to move that number forward. And we have been, and we'll launch another campaign this year to encourage people again to disclose where they have a disability so that we can react and respond to that as an employer.
While when employing, say, visually impaired people or some people with other disabilities, how have you as a company faced the challenges and overcome them? So when it comes to technology and things to make the workplace more inclusive, what have you done as a company here?
So I think, I suppose, first and foremost, it's about setting the tone from the top that we are an inclusive employer, because I think internal processes can get in the way all of the time. But actually, if people realise that there's an objective to be inclusive, then it's amazing how much individuals can overcome any process that exists. So first of all, I think, is setting the tone at the top. But then secondly, it's making sure that our processes and the way we do things in the business, whether that be recruitment or for workplace adjustments, the processes within those teams are genuinely supportive of improving diversity and inclusion. And the practical process level needs to happen in the context of an overall direction from the leadership team of the business. And it's been both of those that we've been focused on.
Thank you very much for speaking to us here at RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.